We've seen the Department of Justice having recently completed an investigation of the Louisville Police Department. That was in response to the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor. They found a toxic climate within that department. Now the DOJ, in response to the police shooting of Tyre Nichols, they're launching an investigation into the Memphis Police Department. They say it comes in threes. Will Paterson, New Jersey, be next? In the aftermath of the police shooting of Najee Seabrooks, the Attorney General, after 13 days, finally released police body cam video this past week. Seabrooks was shot and killed by two Paterson police officers, five gunshots total. The Attorney General's office also made public recordings of seven 911 calls, few which Seabrooks himself made. And with the documents in the video, it created more questions than it answered. Well, it didn't help that the recordings were redacted. There were splicing. There were blurred faces, names covered. That's not the transparency that's needed to get to an understanding, the truth, the facts. I mean, one of the facts is that Najee Seabrooks was a troubled individual, had been for a long time, became a part of an organization called the Paterson Healing Collective, actually became, in a way, a de facto spokesperson for them. As through his growing up years, he really found salvation playing basketball. He got to travel, got to meet people, be around positive people. People with the Healing Collective, they're still saying that Seabrooks would be alive right now if the police at the scene allowed his members to go inside the apartment to talk to Mr. Seabrooks. There's actually a program that's been launched in New Jersey to help connect police departments with mental health organizations to try to talk when someone is having a mental episode, talk them off the ledge with the training that a mental health official has, as opposed to a police negotiator, for example. But the police did not allow anyone from the Healing Collective to have access to the apartment where the confrontation was happening. Seabrooks apparently lunged toward the police, holding a knife after he had cut himself and was bleeding, as you would imagine, fairly seriously. No one is saying, at least at this point, what prompted Seabrooks' breakdown. The Attorney General's office, they're saying the first officers on the scene met Seabrooks' family members, who reportedly informed the cops he was hallucinating, behaving erratically. They were assuming he maybe did something, took something, smoked something that he was having a reaction to. His actions were completely out of character, that according to state authorities. But the questions remain. Why was there not permission for mental health officials to do what a state program is encouraging, a collaborative effort between police and mental health organizations to do? Why did the police not use tasers? Why do they automatically go for the guns? Especially when you have numerous officers, one taser, the other officers subdue someone, even out of control. Does this call for a reexamination of how police are trained in New Jersey in responding to situations such as this? I know you would hope that release of information, albeit edited, redacted, would supply some answers, but again, we wind up with more questions.